Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Saturday will be a beautiful day for some soccer at beautiful Allianz Field. That's when the Loons will be back in town after things did not go so well last night in Kansas City. 4-0 the final score there. Joining us right now is the outgoing CEO, Minnesota United, Chris Wright, who joins us here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, I got to say, I am a late arriver to being a fan of professional soccer or any kind of soccer. Past couple of years, I'm like all in. And
Where have you been?
I think the internet's a fad, so work with me. But I was at a couple of weeks ago. We went over, and I just love the atmosphere. I love everything about it. And I would argue that the pandemic, that soccer suffered most as far as overall atmosphere during the pandemic than perhaps any other sport. Would you agree?
I would agree to a degree. I mean, there was no atmosphere because
right.
There were no fans in stands. And so the fans are such a huge part of our game. And they create the experience for everybody inside of Allianz Field. And, when we sit down and we talk to our players about sort of playing behind closed doors and because of COVID and not being able to put fans in the stadium, what is it like versus obviously the 20,000 people or so that you witnessed a couple of weeks ago, it's like night and day. And it really is all about then self-motivation rather than being motivated by this very partisan sort of atmosphere that is created inside of Allianz Field when we play. And, it is a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere that I don't know that is replicated in really, you know, any sport, to be very honest with you.
Because it is just all-consuming, and it starts from the minute the match starts till the minute it ends, and it's just all-encompassing, and you just get sucked up in it just being there. It's really fun,
So obviously we have Wonderwall, which is a safe standing area, 2,900 people who basically lead the fan experience. And I don't know if you noticed, but the video board is actually above them, and as we went through our design process for Allianz Field, they wanted it behind them so they could lead the fan experience rather than be influenced by what we as a club were doing on the video board. So they come to that game ready to lead, to chant, to sing, smoke, flags, drums, et cetera, and it goes for 90 minutes, and it's all led by them.
Just talk to me about the time you've been. Of course, you were with the Timberwolves, and then you went over there with the with Minnesota United. Just talk about the time you've been there and the growth that you've seen in this sport in general, because from where I sit, I've certainly seen it, and just take me as an anecdotal example.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing for a lot of people, I think, who are general sports fans or maybe have an affiliation with an association with maybe the other sports in town, to a degree, they sort of can't believe where soccer has come. And I think that the fact that we are now, we have a large share of voice in the marketplace that compares arguably to the other franchises here in town, that we compete with those other franchises for that share of voice is incredible. And people don't dive into sort of the facts, but the facts are that we have 15,500 season ticket holders. We have almost 9,000 people on a wait list four season tickets. We sell out every single game. We're the fourth highest corporate partnership team in the league. So when you begin to accumulate all of the facts around the club and what the club is doing from a matrix standpoint and number standpoint, it just shows how, number one, this marketplace has really embraced soccer, how, two, it's really embraced our team, and three, you know, how much the sport has grown over the last 5-10 years.
Minnesota United returning home to face the LA Galaxy this Saturday. Talking with Chris Wright, the CEO of Minnesota United. Finally, before we let you go, what are your plans going forward? You're stepping down here in just a few weeks, I guess.
Yeah, I'm excited about sort of what is next for me, and I am stepping down. You know, I'm going to certainly have more family time. I'm going to be very, very involved in a couple of nonprofits in the Twin Cities marketplace, and I intend to do a little bit of consulting, you know, around the game as well, some of which might be in this country, but it also might be in Europe. So very, very excited about what is next. But the number one thing for me is I will always be associated with this team in some way, shape, or form. Very proud of what we have built under, you know, Dr. Maguire's leadership and our ownership leadership. So I will always be involved, and I'll be a massive fan of this team. I'll be at games. I'll be a season ticket member, and I'll be part of that crowd that you were just talking about, you know, cheering this team on.
Well, you don't need me to sell tickets, but I would urge anybody who has not gotten over there yet to give it a shot, because it's unlike anything that I have experienced in professional sports. It really is. So congratulations, Chris, for all your success, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Not at all. Thanks for having me.
747, the Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman. She's coming up next here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.